What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Welcome, everybody, to our Young Adults Dating 101.
Hello, everyone. Who do we have here tonight? Quaisha Graves popping in as number one.
Hey, Miranda, can you check the stream and make sure the volume of the music isn't too loud?
Can y'all hear us? Mirari, Jay Taylor. So that is telling me, okay, so what about the young adults page?
What's up, everybody? Good to see y'all. Let's see, good evening, Karina Lopez.
Hey, Karina. Jocelyn.
The music.
Perlita.
... I don't know if that's like in a like you're mad
kind of way. That was a surprise
way,
to me as well.
A, come on, we're a team. What is this?
I knew about the music.
Okay, Jocelyn, is that the music ... like you're upset about it? Or is that like the music ... like you want to go light a candle right now?
Giada.
Giada, hi, with four eyes. Is that
Vanessa,
Italian?
Hey.
Hey.
I feel like that's how you say it, Vanessa. Hey.
Vanessa, never mind. I can't say that. We're on both channels. I'm going to be more reserved today. On both channels.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey guys. So guess what? I'll start this off. I have my Duncan here. Courtney's got. Ooh, can't talk about that.
just
ha 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 ha. It's Italian style. Great. Ooh. Jamila Taylor. Jamila, this is for you.
Welcome.
This is for you.
This is for you.
Okay. So if you don't know y'all, or if y'all just happen to click on or see the notifications, we'll be going over dating Brianna Reese.
Hey, Bree.
So we'll be going over dating 101. We'll be going over a little bit of being single, not the season of singleness, but single. I'm married, but I'm ready to spread the wisdom to my single friends.
Awesome.
Great.
This is going to be fun.
Now, cool. Okay, so we want this to be kind of interactive. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Miranda put a link in the in the comments, and if you go to this link, then you will be able to send us in a question that we will read. It can be anonymous, you can put your name, but if you go to this link, then you can type in a question. So we'll be dealing with the questions throughout the day, and let's see, our TBI students are allowed to date again or now? Wondering.
Hello,
asking
Jessica.
For a friend. Jessica Zamaripa.
Welcome.
I just, it's not the same without you in Houston. I mean, who are we going to burger joint with at 12 a.m.?
So, we're going to talk about dating, how to avoid some dating pitfalls, some do's and don'ts of dating, how to date godly. We're not going to be talking tonight about what are the best places to go on dates.
Well, I mean, we could.
We could, but that's not really what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about godly dating. We're going to give you some counsel on godly dating. We've heard great things from men and women of God that helped us during our dating time. And listen, we're married, but we're not talking about marriage tonight. We won't be talking about
marriage for the next 10 years.
Yeah, we've only been married for 2 years, so there's no marriage advice going on here. This is strictly dating. This is strictly how to make the most of your time as a single person.
Yeah.
And there's good things about being single. So if you use that time wisely, there is great rewards that come during your dating season as well.
Oh yeah.
So it's gonna be fun. We have some good points to talk about, but
it's gonna be a good time. We're glad y'all are here.
We ask y'all have single friends, y'all have single lady friends, y'all have single guy friends.
You may be single and desperate. There's a lot of different types of single.
You might be dating as well.
Okay, listen. So we are taking questions. So if you are a girl that is in a relationship that you want to get out of, you can throw all the shade anonymously in the questions section. So if you're looking to give your boyfriend a hint, if you're looking to do all this stuff, any shade can be thrown in the comment section. I guess just to go over really quick, I didn't tell you this, but before we get started, I just want to show some pictures. We're talking about dating, so let's just kind of go over our thing. So, Miranda, if you could put up our first picture.
I wasn't a part of this? Our first picture. Is that our first picture?
That's not our first picture, but so this is... Me and Quisha said, is it possible to slightly increase the volume? I'm pretty sure that we're already loud. But
well, she needs it louder. Can you raise your volume?
I would be offended if you told me that. Okay, so this picture you see on the screen, me and Courtney, were we even friends here?
George, yes, George.
We were? I don't remember us like really talking that day.
Okay.
Yeah, because this isn't the one where I purposely got the sunset for you. This is the first.
Okay.
This is like way back in the day.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't think we were friends yet, but we were kind of friends. And yes, that is Drew in the top left. It looks like Drew ate Drew these days, but it's okay. All right, so this is a long, long time ago. Yes, the volume started off good, but then the levels went down.
Ah.
Okay, can you go to 5 and turn the level, both S mic and Keys mic? Okay. So, Miranda, go to the next picture. So this is us. We're friends, and we really don't even know each other at this point.
This one. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say we knew each other, but we didn't. This is okay.
Okay, so this picture right here.
Look at that distance.
This picture right here, I got roasted so hard for so long. Okay, so you see everybody in the picture is so happy and, like, just really glad to be there, and then you see me and Courtney, and like room for a whole third person in the middle of us. Okay, this is the point where I started to think like, okay, I think I might like this. I don't remember. Oh, look, Pastor Sandy's on.
Pastor Sandy.
Pastor Sandy.
Miranda is the best.
Yeah, Miranda's great.
We like can see her every move right now. She's like running all over the place.
People don't know, Miranda basically runs this place these days.
She's doing great.
Okay, so Mirari and literally everybody made so much fun of me this picture because I was so nervous. I like could not get close to Courtney because the way I am is... If I like you, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to look at you.
Hey,
I'm
that's like, how I was.
Yeah, so I like
that. That worked out well.
I'm pretty sure at this point, I think my arm's not even really, like, you don't know.
Your arm is hovering.
No, my arm is probably 6 feet behind you. And the
your arm is just out like this.
Yeah, it's like this. I think I was touching Victoria's elbow at this point. Like, I was just trying to keep any arm, like,
no
I was,
contact. We're going to talk about that tonight.
Keeping
Amen.
Away from Courtney. So,
we are. We're
going
to talk about
at
that.
This point, we're already friends. We became young adults leaders together. And it was a good time. It was fun, right?
That was fun. Good night. Millionaire dinner.
So next photo. Okay. Okay. So this photo is the day I asked Courtney to be my official girlfriend.
Wait, really?
Yeah, that's when we went to Galveston. And then that creepy guy was watching us.
Yeah.
Okay, so we went to Santa's Wonderland near Galveston.
Let's take that picture down.
We heard about Courtney every night. Yeah, okay. So people also, can you cut the camera back to us really quick before we go back to us?
Yes, I don't want to look at myself.
Okay,
there.
So for when I actually started, like when I actually liked Courtney, and me and Courtney were, I guess we'll get to this later on in the day, but okay, we'll get to that. But basically, there was a time where every Sunday night, a group of people met at my parents' house, and I would give them a status report about Courtney and all the contact we had throughout the week. Rather, it was no contact, and I thought she didn't know my name, or if it was like we DM'd, like, you know. And when I say DM, it was like we sent each other a food place.
A GIF.
Yeah, something. Okay, so go back to the photo. That's us. I asked her to be my girlfriend. We're both smiling because it's like, whoa, okay, we're doing this thing.
Next picture.
What? You know, I like this picture. I think you look great in this picture.
I look like I haven't slept in 8 days.
Okay. Well, we were growing. Okay.
We were growing.
We were growing.
Yeah, that is true. I was expanding my capacity.
Okay, so we went to Santa's Wonderland, and then we went to the spot in Galveston. We got shakes, and then it took me all night to ask her because I was so nervous. So I literally waited till like the last, like she knew.
You were like, you want to go get fries? You want to go eat food? You want to go get a milkshake?
Like if it wasn't getting so late, I probably would have waited the whole day to ask her to be my girlfriend. All right. And then next picture.
Aww.
All right. Fast forward. We got married. Turns out she said yes that night. Never left me. And here we are in Covington, Louisiana, and on the day of March 7th.
Dude, that's not...
I'm just kidding. The day of June
5th. Oh, today's March 7th. Okay.
That was total coincidence because I didn't realize it. No. Okay, June 5th, and we got married, and at this point, we were already married, and we were walking out. And let's see. You can't really see faces. Besides Michael's, I wish I could zoom in on Michael's face because he has his mouth open, which is fairly funny. Okay. And then after that, we went on with life, and here we are now. There's us. there we are.
Oh, my gosh.
Living a happy life. We got a new car.
That's me.
I bought a lot of hair gel.
Donna.
And we're just so happy.
If y'all don't know what that is, y'all just Google.
Yeah.
Just Google.
All right,
it.
You can go back. You
Google
can
the
back
story.
To us.
It's just funny.
Okay. So, and it's been great ever since.
That's good. Well, good pictures, George. Okay. Next one.
If you can't tell, I'm just here for the laughs and for the support. I'm really just piggybacking off of Courtney. So go ahead.
No, you have lots of things to add here. So, we want to talk. Honestly, we got a lot of topics, and I know this came up because there's been several.
Brother Jose.
There's been several. Hey, Brother Jose, welcome to the Young Adult Live. It's great to see you here. There's been a few encounters with young adults and folks just about dating, singleness, that type of stuff. We're not gonna talk about marriage. We're gonna talk about dating tonight and some things that we learned. Some things that we learned from men and women of God that had gone before us. Because here's a little bit about me. My first boyfriend was this man. My last boyfriend was this man. My first kiss was this guy. My last kiss. I don't know if it was last kiss, but anyway, all I'm saying is the Lord kept me. We're going to keep that music. Okay. The Lord kept me. And it's very powerful what the Lord did. It was a result of me knowing that I could have that. I could have that sort of testimony to live in purity, to live set apart for God, to live a consecrated life. When I got saved, I wanted God. I wanted His way. I wanted His will. And I wanted nothing more than that. And I had the privilege of getting to walk in that. And that was so special. And I know a lot of people are in that same boat. You're gearing towards being having the same testimony as me. The testimony of being holy and pure for your spouse, and that's wonderful. If that's not you, you have to know that the Bible says that He's made all things new. Everything in the past has been put away in the past, and so you are cleansed, you are washed, and you can go forward in newness, in basically being the same way. And so it's being the same way, just having the same testimony in your new life in Christ. But whether you're single, whether you're dating, whether you're married and you're learning, and you're going to impart these types of truths to your kids because maybe you didn't walk this way as well, you have something to learn tonight. And so I had that testimony. There was this teaching that I listened to. Me and my roommates passed around this CD, and it was back when CDs, I guess. I don't think CDs even are a thing.
I listened to the
You listened to it too?
I listened to the same message.
Okay. It's by Pastor Jonathan Shuttlesworth, but it was like 10 or so years ago.
Ten years ago.
I don't know. It was a long time ago, but it was called 20 Things to Consider Before Marriage. You probably could go on their website. I think I saw it on their website, and they have it like in CD version. But I ate that thing up, and like a lot of these things come from there. A lot of these things were things that I was taught, just getting saved at the age that I did. And then, you know, it being very normal for people to be living out in the world, doing their own thing in terms of dating.
It's actually free on their website.
It's free on their website. Get it, listen to it, but we're going to talk about some of the stuff tonight. But that was something that I learned. I'm so grateful that I learned that before my dating process. And I think the biggest thing is there's two different types of dating in the world. There's the Christian dating, and then there's the dating of this world. The dating of this world is what? How would you describe the dating of this world, George?
The dating of this world?
Yeah, it's just not committed.
I mean, you're
bouncing around.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the dating of this world, the difference between the dating of this world and the dating of like in a Christian walk is the one, the end goal, the practicalness. So in the world, a lot of people date just to date and date just so they have somebody. And then, but in the Christian faith, we date to marry, not just to have fun.
Recreationally, exactly, just to have fun.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Christian. It is. That's a good word. Yeah. It's sinful, like Jade says. Yeah, I mean, it's oftentimes sinful. Because a lot of time people stay dated for their whole life. They think that they're just together. You know, they never end up in marriage. It's really just...
It's non-eternal. So, like, everything you do in your Christian walk, it adds to... And it should have an eternal value. I mean, when you win souls, it's an eternal value. You go do outreach. You're committed to your church. It has eternal value. But and who you marry... is basically you're looking on how to, when you marry in the Christian faith, you're getting paired up with somebody that's gonna help you complete the call of God upon your life. As to where it's like, you know, when you're in the world, you're just dating to rather not be bored or to not be lonely.
Right. I know. I remember that being something that I caught really early on in my Christian walk. Because I was 18 when I got saved, and I wanted to stay in God's will no matter what. I wanted to be right smack dab in the will of God. And so that was everything that led me in every decision that I made. And what I learned in terms of Christian dating is that the end goal, like George was saying, is marriage, but also the purpose of Christian dating. You know, you don't really read too much about dating in the Bible. They kind of just got set up. But the whole purpose of it is that you can get to know somebody in a non-romantic type of way that you're going to determine, is this person right for me to run alongside for the rest of my life? I'm going to be running alongside this person until we pass on or until the rapture. And so you got to make sure, are we in line with God's will? Are we doing the same thing? We're going to talk about some of those things, but that's the purpose of Christian dating, not having fun, not how many people can I date, now how many dates can I go on, not how many boyfriends I can have.
You should have fun.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely a fun thing.
Like, it is fun to date when you're
I'm talking about fun.
But you don't
messing around.
You don't date for the reason. You don't date just to have fun.
Yeah, and a lot of the times.
Anybody got time for that?
A lot of the time, yeah. A lot of the times, people are wasting their time. That's literally exactly what I was gonna say. Because it's a waste of time because people are mindlessly maybe in relationships, not really thinking about, is this going to end in marriage? Where is this going? And you can waste years of your life being in a relationship that is either eternally gonna to rob you of your eternal life, or is just gonna end in having heartbreak, starting over. You can avoid that by catching what we're gonna talk about tonight.
Why am I feeling so wrong?
So, one thing I wanna say before we do some of these do's and don'ts, and this was something that was taught to me, and I really like this, seeing dating and your interactions really in this lens. What did Ashley say? Yeah, loneliness, to avoid loneliness.
Tip when you before,
exactly
future broadcasting tip, before you read somebody's comment, don't say their name out loud just in case you don't want to read their comment.
Sorry, I'm learning. Okay, so think about this. Whoever you begin to date, girl or guy, this
well,
is
well, if you're a guy, that, make sure it's a girl, and if you're a girl, make sure it's a guy.
Number one, that. Number first two, step. Make sure that you see that other person as someone's future spouse. It might be your future spouse. It might be someone else's future spouse. You have anything to say about that? Because that was something that I learned. I loved hearing that, because if I were to see you as potentially being someone else's spouse, I don't want to do anything wrong to you. I don't want, and if this didn't work out, I wouldn't want you to take anything from me and I to take anything from you and this person go into their future spouse's relationship in the future robbed and broken.
I don't think
and
I have anything to add to that, because I knew once I shot my shot, it was over. So I never looked at you as anybody else's.
Right. Well, so that's a good way to think about it, guys and girls. So be careful how you want to be careful about how you deal with this dating. You can go on coffee dates, you can go on lunch dates in the church, and it shouldn't be one of those things that if it doesn't work out, you got to peace out and leave the church. Like, it shouldn't be that way where, like, you can't have a interaction. That's why if you do it in the godly way and nothing, you're doing it holy and pure and you're just getting to know someone, it shouldn't be one of those things where I can't see them again, I'm embarrassed.
Okay, blah, blah. Yeah, so
you know what I'm saying?
I guess to add to that, because we both had different ideas of what dating was. Like, I don't know if we really want to go into that, but like what she called dating and what I called dating was two different things. Which ultimately we did it what I would say my way, because we were friends first and we didn't go on, like, we never went to lunch alone until, like, we were, like, dating.
Right.
Until, so, I mean, yeah. Basically, there's this thing I like to live by, or the saying I have, and it's called, it's too deep. Like, it doesn't, your first conversation shouldn't be about what your third kid's middle name is going to be.
Yeah.
And if that is your conversation, I would save your time and look the other way and just never speak to that person. Possibly file a restraining order. Continue.
Good word. Okay, and then one more thing before we go into some of these points. And I had 10, but then I realized that it's actually 9 because I misnumbered them.
We'll put one in there.
But we'll add another one, and we're going to have 10 do's and don'ts, okay? So this is one thing that you have to decide ahead of time. And I want this to be something that if you're single and if you're dating and you're not – well, really, this is for if you're single. I want this to be your decision as a result of this teaching tonight. That I'm not – you have to decide this ahead of time before you date and before you even marry. I'm not going to fall in love with someone.
Well, no, it's before you date.
Yeah, really before you – yeah, before you date. Yeah, before
because
you date.
If you
have to make the decision before
you're married,
you date.
If you're married, it's too late.
Yeah,
if you're not in love with them and you married with them, it's too late.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not going to allow myself to fall in love with just whoever.
Listen, if
that's the decision you have to make. I say this with me. I am not going to fall in love with just whoever. I'm going to fall in love with someone who's godly, who loves the Lord, who goes to church, who's in the house of the Lord, and who's on fire for God.
If you're taking notes, make that decision. If you're taking notes, write this down. Ready? Nothing is official until I say I do.
That's literally the last point. Did you read that?
I didn't read that. You just take what I say and turn it into your points.
Okay, well, that was a point.
Okay, go ahead. Well, nobody,
I like that point. Okay. And that's like, actually, I said that because Georgie always says
I
that.
I always say that. I don't care. Okay, go. You know what? I don't want to rip into people.
No, yet. you can keep going.
Miranda, just whoever. Yeah. That's a good idea. Miranda, drop their at. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, so, number one, do's and don'ts of dating. How to avoid dating pitfalls as a Christian. How to date godly. Here's some counsel so that you can make sure I'm going to not fall into sin when I date. I'm going to stay right smack dab in the will of God for my life. Huh. And I'm going to fall in love with the right person. Amen. Okay, number one, don't date someone who's not saved. I'm going to read the scripture. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14. Don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? How can light live with darkness? What harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? How can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? That's 2 Corinthians 6, 14 to 15. So number one, don't date someone who's an unbeliever. George, anything to add?
That's pretty self-explanatory. If you're a believer and you think that you can marry somebody who's not a believer, I'd get saved.
Right.
I'd get saved.
Yeah.
Because you'll find out that the Bible talks about not being unequally yoked. So if you,
which is that
very, 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 very rarely, and I'm going to go ahead and say never, when you have two people, one is here, this one ever brings this one up.
Right.
It's always going to be that this one's going to settle down.
They're going to pull you back into your carnal flesh.
That was deep. Yes. But yes. So, amen. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Number two. Same vein. Don't date.
Make sure they have the same blood type.
Believers that don't agree with the things that you believe with.
Yeah, Quasha said it right. Don't flirt to convert. All right. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Can you say two?
Number
again?
Two, don't date believers that don't believe the same way that you do.
Okay, and you can take this spiritually, but thanks, Miranda. You can take this spiritually, but they're this is really more practically than anything. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, what that's going to do is think about if George here was a tither and I wasn't a tither. Let's just flip that because that doesn't sound right to me.
Okay. So what? It's supposed to sound right to me?
No. It's just like, okay. So if we started to date and he was okay with not tithing, or I was okay with tithing and he wasn't.
Are you going to flip it or are you going to keep it? Which one are you going to do?
I don't know. Okay. Am I saying it a different?
You just said it both.
Okay.
Ways.
If he wants, okay. If I'm one of those people that if we have a revival night, I'm going to be here every single night of the week, but he's a person that he's going to stay out of the revival nights. Or if he believes in baptism of the Holy Spirit and praying in other tongues and I'm against that. Those are things that are going to cause pain points in your relationship.
Or if you're somebody who likes to save and the other person is somebody who likes to spend every penny they got, that's a big one. Or let's say you are one person believes that, one person thinks all guns should be banned. And the other person thinks everybody should own a gun. Not going to work out. Very practical tips here.
Right. The Bible talks about agreement. The Bible talks about walking on the same path. When two people are walking on different paths. They're not in agreement. And so that's going to cause problems. It's going to cause tension. It's going to cause turmoil. It's going to cause distress. It's going to cause lots of things, even if that person is a believer. Even if they're okay with going to church on Sundays, but there are some differences in your beliefs, that is something to avoid.
I think where a lot of people go wrong is their only prerequisite for dating somebody is they have to go to church. And I mean, honestly, really, that's it. But there should be things outside of your spiritual, outside of the spiritual realm that you enjoy and you like. If Courtney was redheaded, like what I like blonde, so it's what I want. It's what I want. It's like, or if I thought she was like, you know, Courtney's funny. I like funny. Me and Courtney are actually very alike, almost too alike sometimes, but we are very alike. And that's what I like, that we could have fun together and we could just be ourselves and like just be fun. And so that was good. And all this stuff. So that's why we never, like, even we were both savers before we got married. She liked to save and I liked to save. So we've never had issues with saying like, okay, let's do our monthly budget this month. We should save this. No, you know what? I actually have been wanting, like, you know, I think we should get a lot of clothes this month. We're like, I have to eat out. We can't cook because I have to eat out. It's like, no, I want to save just as, like, I was eating in saving before I married you. So it's just easy. We never had we've never had that argument because we were alike in that way. So, I mean, even with our families, I was very family oriented. She was very family oriented. So we both understand the importance of family. It's not like when I go over to New Orleans, I'm like, oh, I don't want to be with your family. Like, I'd rather just be like by myself. Like, or she's not like, oh, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, we both understand the importance of family. So that was very easy.
Right. So even those, if you're a believer.
Yeah.
Things that you agree on.
There should be, you should get, big. You should ask questions past, are you saved? Do you tithe? What church do you go to? And are you baptized in the Holy Ghost? Those are all very essential questions, but you should have things you like about the person outside of that.
Good point. That's like a different point, but that was good still.
Again, I'm here as an accessory. I read none of these points. She just told me I could chime in, so.
All right, next one. Do watch out for red flags and bad signs early. Don't keep going down that road if there are red flags. So, things to look out for: character, behaviors, actions. Look at what they're doing now, how they're living, who they're hanging out with.
How they treat authority.
Yeah, how they treat authority, how they treat their parents. One thing about Georgie that I remember talking with my friend about this.
You never told me this.
I did tell you this. Really? Was that his character. The way that he treated us before I was dating.
I treated you?
Treated us.
Okay,
like,
people could get confused.
Treated me and my friends, like before we were even dating, the way that he treated his pastors, the way that he treated his mom, which is, for guys, how they treat their mom is likely how they'll treat their wife.
Okay, so that's very true. So if you see a guy who like will lash out at his parents or talk back to his parents, those are the most authoritative people in their life. So like those are the two people he should respect the most. So if he treats them bad, what in the world makes you think he's going to treat you any better than he treats the people who brought him into this world? You would think that's obvious.
Right.
If there's somebody who gets when I meant like their how they treat authority, right? When they get corrected, do they go and talk about people behind their back? Do they go and start gossiping in the church? Or do they take the correction? And are they slow to speak? Do they actually make changes because they trust their pastors? Yeah, honor. Honor is big. I feel like that's one thing about younger people these days, and I'm saying younger people, I mean, we're pretty young. but like it's loss of honor for elders and authority. It's like there's no respect for authority anymore. And so that's really big, because that's a window of how they're going to treat you in your marriage. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, be watching out for things. You know, watch out for their character, their work ethic. If work, like, are they working? Are you, I mean, a lot of these things you have to go back to, am I doing these things?
Yeah, listen.
You know, because, I mean, you can't be like, I want this, I want this, I want this, and you're not doing any of those things, you know. Be like mindful, like that's why we're gonna talk about how to make your single time the most effective. But
I'm about to end this man's whole career.
Okay, listen, I'm gonna drop some nuggets here. All right, so
nuggies. Chicken nuggies.
Listen closely. If you're believing for a 10, and you're a 2,
not a chance. Not a chance.
If you want somebody with a six-pack but haven't seen a gym in 6 years,
not a chance. Not a chance.
If you want somebody who is successful and has goals in life, but you want to do nothing but sit on the couch and eat hot chips,
not a chance.
Right. Not and that goes, and I'll say that, and that even goes for women too. You know, like if you're like, we're gonna talk about the single side, but like for guys, if they're working and they're like, okay, I'm working, I'm gonna get my business, my career, all that stuff going, and you're a woman and you're not like working and doing this, like you should be doing the same thing. I'm a believer. Like you should be like working as well. You should be. Not again, like he's saying, not just sitting on the couch waiting for your husband.
This is when you're this is when you're single.
When you're single,
it all changes when you're married.
Right.
But when you're single,
don't be
that person. Don't be the unrealistic person where you want somebody to come sweep you off your feet, yet you don't put on makeup in the morning. Like, just be real. You can even talk. I mean, Mirari. Shout out to Mirari.
I know. I'm gonna have. I have all that in there. That was gonna be kind of more for the single side of things.
Sorry, but I didn't know.
We'll keep going. But yeah, these are things to watch out. Watch out for red flags.
Ooh, yeah.
Red flags. Anything that is like, that's a red flag.
If he has a check engine light on, red flag.
Look at their life now. Look at who they're hanging out with. If they're hanging out with, if they say I don't do drugs, and they're hanging out with people that do drugs. If they say that they don't drink, but they're hanging out with people that drink.
Listen, the Bible talks about you are who you hang around with. So if their best friends are the shady people at the church, I mean, you can't deny the fruit. Can't deny the fruit.
Right. Those are things that you want to be looking out for. And don't fool yourself in thinking that things will change with marriage. If you're dating someone and you're seeing red flags and you think that, well, once we get married, blah, blah, blah. No. Right?
Yeah. So
things don't change with marriage.
So marriage will only amplify everything. Marriage never fixes anything. It just amplifies everything. Yeah. We're still 2 years in, but it's true. It's not like you wake up, it's like you're dating and you're excited to get married. You get married, right? Because for months you've been building up to this day where it's like changed your life forever. And then you get married and the next day you wake up and you're like, oh snap, we're together now. Like it's no more like, oh, you're just thinking about what date y'all are going to go on, or you're thinking about like, oh, you know, this or how to have fun for like 3 hours. It's like, no, I'm waking up next to you for the rest of my life. There's no like we're talking for the rest of our lives.
Right.
Everything we do is together from here on out. And so that it's who you marry is the second most important choice you'll make besides salvation.
Yes.
Who you marry.
That was something I learned.
Who you marry will determine if your life will increase or if your life will decrease.
Mm-hmm.
Who you marry will determine if your life is fruitful or unfruitful. And so, because, you know, when your spouse should be a person that you like when you're down, they're going to pick you up. The Bible says that two is better than one. When one falls, the other one is there to pick them up. That's I used to quote that scripture and read that scripture a lot when we were engaged. I should probably start reading that again because, you know, just in case. I'm just kidding.
No, but yeah, Giada said, don't be a nurse trying to fix people. That's exactly right. You can't. Yeah. That's why you notice these red flags. If they're not a person that refuses to change, that refuses to, you know, change their behavior, if things don't just change with marriage, things don't just change automatically, be like, know that in advance in dating. Don't ignore the red flags. And like Pastor Sandy said on Sunday, make a U-turn.
Yeah,
U-turn.
So I would say there's three stages.
Don't keep going down that path.
Three stages of a relationship. So if you're taking notes, write this down. There's three stages of a relationship. There's friends, there's dating, and there's marriage. Red flags in friendship should keep you from pursuing a relationship with that person. Red flags in dating should cause you to separate from that person.
That's good.
Because once you're married, the red flags are your problem. They are your problem forever. You have decided that you wanted to make a covenant before God, the creator of heaven and earth, to join yourself as one with this person for the rest of your life. So once you say, I do, that is it. There is no more, I didn't know this about him. Well, you ask the questions. You need to ask the questions. You need to see what they're like. You need to know everything before you get married because it's too late. So red flags within friendship should keep you from pursuing. Red flags in dating should cause you to separate. And red flags in marriage is your problem. It's too late. You got to do it quick. It's not funny.
All right. Number four or five. I don't know. Never be alone. Don't be alone in dating season. For these reasons. Two reasons. Okay. One, the Bible says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The Bible also says that avoid every appearance of evil. If you are... Why am I feeling so
wrong? If you're asking yourself that question, get out of there.
Right. Yes. Say it again. Do it again. Why am I feeling so wrong? Your spirit is willing. Your flesh is weak. You don't put yourself in places. Just like we hear in sin here. The enemy is out there roaming around like a lion seeking whom he may devour. There is a trap set for your foot.
Okay, don't I wouldn't even it. Give it that.
I'm just kind of giving examples.
It's really simple. If you put a guy and a girl alone in a room, I don't really care how like if after a certain period of time, I don't care how on fire you say you are. I don't care how spiritual you are. It's bad news. It being alone with the opposite sex for prolonged periods of time is the recipe for disaster.
We're not talking about you can't drive to the dinner place together.
Yeah, that's
not what we're talking about. If you're hanging out for 11 p.m.,
nothing good happens after 10 p.m. Remember that.
He always would say that.
Nothing good happens after 10 p.m.
We always had a chaperone. I mean, not really, but I mean, we went on an actual date together. But like, if we were never in a house together alone.
Shout out to Victoria.
Yeah, we had a chaperone, basically, you know, but that's wisdom. So you set up boundaries beforehand. That's the key. You had to make these decisions beforehand. You don't put yourselves in situations where this even goes for not even just never being alone, but like not even going to like inappropriate movies. I mean, you shouldn't be doing that anyway, but it's like movies, music, things that like concerts, things that rise up your flesh. You don't do that while you're dating, and you just don't do that.
What point are we on? Because I have some more red flags.
You can add, I mean, we're not on red flags, but you can add a red flag.
Okay. Also, don't forget, you can click on the link in the comment section and send us a question. If you want to send us a question, click on the link. Miranda will copy and paste it and the message thing again, click on the link and you can send us a message. So, yeah, so one thing I would say is a mega red flag, which I never understood, but I see is more popular with people I talk to. I have some friends from another church that recently got married after dating for a good 7 years. She had already pinned it. It's just, I just wanted to refresh everybody's memory. Okay. That's a long one. What are your other points? Do
you know that? Well, I mean, we might have to break this up. We might have to do a part two.
I already told you, an hour goes by quick on the live streams. But basically, as a Christian, especially as a Christian, what was the difference between worldly dating and Christian dating? It was the intention to get married, right? So if we're... Okay, wow, okay, that's what I'm talking about. How long? Okay, somebody asked, how long should you date a person until you marry them? Let me tell you.
Yeah.
As a Christian, the dating process should not be long.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all are dating for more than a year, really, I could say more than 2 years, I guess depending on how old you are. If you're dating for more than 2 years, you're either A, too young to be dating, or B,
someone isn't
committed to this relationship, and you need to start asking yourself why hasn't somebody made the move, and see y'all are just already acting married. If you're dating somebody and they haven't proposed to you after 2 years, it's rather because they don't actually like you.
I was going to press something.
Oh, it's because they don't actually see a future with you. Maybe they don't want to deal with you every day of their life. They like to have you throughout the week, but not every day. Or C, maybe they have, it's not even the issues in their life. Or you just let them have their way with you and y'all make out, y'all do everything a married couple would do. So in a guy's mind, it's like, what's the rush to get married? I'm having a good time. She lets me kiss her. She lets me make out with her. She lets me do all this to her. So why am I going to get married? I'm already doing everything I want to do. So as Christians, it's like if your relationship lasts longer than 2 years, you got to really start asking what's going on here. Like what? Really, even a year. A year is a long time. But I said dating. I didn't say friends. Dating. If y'all are dating for more than a year and a half, because at this point in the dating process, where you're dating to get married.
And so, even, sorry, I was going to comment on what Quasia said. She said, even if they're not financially prepared to propose, I guess, that's not even an excuse. Because when it comes down to it, if you're living in sin, if you're like, you know, you just got saved and then you...
I mean, here's the thing.
You got to get married because it's your eternal life. One of the things the Lord... told me, and it wasn't even to do with like dating, but it's relevant here. The Lord said, guard your life with your life. What does that mean? Guard your spiritual life with your life. And so you're not promised, you know, the rapture could be tomorrow. We're not promised tomorrow. So you have to be ready and living. So if it's one of those financial things, you go to the, you know, you guys get married and you work it out together.
Jeremiah said our dating lasted 3 months. Yep. I vividly remember those 3 months. Very much remember those 3 months.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's like, as far as like the financially prepared thing, right? The thing is one, those are conversations you probably need to have when you're dating. And if you're already dating, you're planning on getting married, right? So at that point, you should just tell yourself, we're in this thing. We're doing this thing together. You know, if everything checks out, I'm not saying if like, you know, if everything checks out, everything's good, blah, 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 blah. You know, people make mistakes. People go into debt in their past and then, you know, they do this, or people go to school, whatever, you know. And so if y'all are going to be a team, y'all are going to be helping each other. It's not about like, I got my bank account, I got, and you got your bank account, and like we're just gonna come together every 3 weeks, you know, or 2 weeks. No, it's like you come together. What's yours is mine. What's mine is yours, and we're a team. Because just as the Bible says, you cannot serve two masters. But when there's not unity, there's division, and where there's division, there is an increase. There's just confusion, and so you're together. You're two. The Bible says you're two coming into one. You're not one. You're not two staying two. So it was like me and Courtney. She was a whole person. I was a whole person. She didn't need me. I didn't need her. I was confident, stable without her. She was confident, stable without me. We knew what we wanted to do. And it's like we were like this, and we just came together, and we just kept going.
Yeah.
And accelerate each other. Right. It's not like it was like, oh, you know, come
up
here.
Come up to or, me, yeah, or I like, had to go down to
or
you.
Or I'll stay here. No, it was like we were doing our thing. We met. We came together. And we just kept going. And ever since, we just keep going.
Right. I would say, you know, especially because I know we have, okay, so it's 18 to 35. So some people are just getting out of high school. If you're, like, not ready to get married within 1 to 2 years of starting to date someone, say you're going to go to med school or whatever, and you're like, I'm not going to get married until after college. Okay, 5 years from now, it's not time for you to date. It's time for you to do that's it's just not dating time then, if that's your what you're deciding. But it's 1 to 2 years. Kind of think about that before getting to a relationship. That's about it, especially in terms of we're living holy, we're living pure, we're staying in God's will. And so there has to be,
yeah, Marari said, if you wait to have all your ducks in a row, you'll never get married, which is very true. If you wait till you have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you'll always find an excuse to not get married. But
and then you'll compromise.
When you get married, it should be a multiplication to your life. You should be able to get more done. You should be able to do more when you get married. It's not like when you get married, your life's over and you can't have fun. You can't go hang out with the guys, or can't go hang out with the girls, and like your life's over. No, it literally, you can get more stuff done when you're married. And so y'all are coming together. And if somebody's having that commitment or having that fear that of like coming together, then you want to start asking really hard questions. Nobody likes to have uncomfortable conversations. But if you're planning on having in marriage, you're not going to hide anything. At some point, the Bible even says everything comes to light at some point. And so you need to ask all the uncomfortable questions. You need to have all the uncomfortable conversations when you are dating, or even before you're dating. But don't be that person who goes up to somebody and says, like on the first time.
You can't do before you're dating.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why it's important to be friends. Because, like, yeah. I knew you.
I know. Like, you already knew I was, like, everything, like, Holy Ghost, tithing, all that stuff.
Like, every time. Well, I mean, I didn't know you were tithing. I mean.
Yeah, I guess you didn't know.
I didn't know you were tithing, but I assumed you were tithing because.
We talked about that.
Well, we talked about tithing, and then.
Yeah, we talked.
When I said the word tithing, you weren't like quiet all of a sudden. It was right. Like you were like, yeah, and the blessing of the Lord.
Because people put up a front too.
Yeah, people can only put up a front for so long, and it's your job to pick out every little thing that people may be hiding.
Make sure.
Make sure his legs are real. Make sure the lashes are. Actually, don't make sure. 60% of y'all felt the test already.
Okay. Let's move on to this one. I think this will be our last one. We're gonna have to just come back for part two. Who enjoyed this tonight?
Yeah, let us know
if you enjoyed this. Let us know. I love that everyone's typing. I'm like trying to read it all. Okay, this one's a big one. Make sure that person that you are dating has a vision for their life. They know where they're going. They might not know everything, but they have a vision for their life, and it's of the Lord, and make sure that it lines up with your vision for your life. Y'all can't be doing two different things. And that's not to say you can't do two different jobs. Y'all can still do the same vision, but in different ways. But you can't have two different, completely different lives. This person wants to move to California
become a software engineer. And then you feel called to Texas to, you know, it's like.
That doesn't work.
Yeah. Or like you feel called to be, you know, I don't know, you feel called to be a farmer and they feel called to be a software engineer. It's kind of like, okay, that doesn't really.
Yeah. Or yeah, exactly. Or yeah. Okay. So they so make sure that they have a vision.
Yeah, because me and you are very different, but we're very alike. Like me and Courtney have the same goals, just have different means of getting there. Sometimes it's funny because sometimes we'll be like not bumping heads, but it's funny. I'm a loud Mexican and she's a loud Cajun. So like I feel bad for anybody who lives near us because like we're at volume 10 from 5 a.m. to like midnight.
We don't have a whisper.
Yeah, I don't think we know how to whisper. But so sometimes we're just talking very passionately and it's like sometimes I feel like we are bumping heads, but we like stop for a second and realize that we're saying the same thing just a different way.
And then we're like, yeah. We're like, yeah!
So anyway. Like we could literally go from like not fighting but like arguing, and I'm like, Courtney, is this what you mean? And then she's like, yes. I'm like, yeah, me too. She's like, okay, yeah, it's okay. It's just like, you know, but when you start like everybody, we're just fast talkers, so it's like you just need to breathe for a second. But we're very different, but we have the same goals and we help each other. She compliments me in a lot of areas that I needed help in, and I compliment her in every area. No, I'm just kidding. all the areas that she needed help in. I'm very fluid and flexible, and Courtney is very like stiff, like analytical. That's stiff isn't the right word. I would say analytical. Your mind works in lines and my mind works in like water.
Cool.
Okay. Avatar 2.
Okay. No, this is one thing that I remember Jonathan, evangelist, now Pastor Jonathan, what he talked about. He said that, like, you're running your race, right? So, like, Georgie was just doing this. Like, you're running this, and then when you're doing your vision, you're fulfilling that, you're focused on that, and that's, we're going to talk about that with the season of singlehood. You're doing that, and then all of a sudden you collide, you're going to be like, it's going to be seamless. It should feel somewhat seamless in assertive dating. That's why if you meet your it's very good to meet your spouse at church. I recommend meeting them at young adult night. But
yeah, I mean, I feel like our process was very seamless.
Seamless.
It was super, like, on our first real date, I think we both were laughing at how, like, normal it was. Because we were already friends. So right. It was like when we didn't have an awkward first date where it was like, so, like, do you have any sisters? It's like, no, I already knew you had sisters. It's like, oh, so, like, what church do you go to? It's like, no, well, I mean, we go to the same church. We were part of the same young adults group. It's like, it was just fun. It was, like, an easy, non-tense first date. Mm-hmm. We went to go get Italian food, and it was great. And I
knew that he had vision. Sorry, I'm kind of changing topics.
No, it's okay. I'm just laughing at when I asked date. How I asked you out to, like, actually go on a first date with me.
Yeah, like, but the thing is like I remember this one time when we talked about like the vision of our future. Like we talked about that during dating. Like I shared him, like, but we knew it was the same. It was like, it was, we knew, but we had to talk about it, but we knew. And so that's why you have to know, do they even have a vision? Because maybe this person, girl or guy, they don't have a vision for their life. They don't have that picture. They don't have where they're going, the end goal, something that they're working towards daily. Kind of going back to, you know, what are they doing? Are they a person that's, you know, are they lazy? Are they not even like striving towards a vision? Are they a person of vision? Are they a person of purpose? One of the things, you know, if you're single, focus on discovering what God would have you to do. Get a vision for your life. Let God show you what He's called you to do specifically. And so when you do that and you're running on that, it becomes seamless, it becomes easy, it's a flow.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we went from being acquaintances to friends to young adults leaders to best friends, and then from best friends to like going on like a lunch date. And then dating to engage.
You just really want to talk about like the first date.
I could probably do a whole podcast on pursuing the girl you want to marry.
That's we're going to talk about that. Honestly, we have so much to talk about, so we're going to have to do the part two.
Listen, I'll tell y'all, I was MJ in his prime when I was pursuing this woman right here.
Yes,
and it's true. I have the fruit to show it. I put my whole life on the line, and that's for part two.
Part two. Last thing I want to say on this, because we're kind of coming towards the end, but
in our 1 minute
listen
mark.
To how they speak. I remember George, even quickly. During we were dating, Georgie would speak about the future. He would speak about, we're going to do this. And, or not we're. I mean, you would say, like, talking, I'm going to do this. He was vision. I could tell that he had vision, and I had vision as well. I was like, that's what that lines up with mine. And so
but
you
she
can
never
hear
told
by the
that.
Way that they
she
speak.
She never told me that. So don't go out there when you hear somebody speaking your vision. Don't be like, I have the same vision. No, like she didn't tell me that. She would just sat in the corner and didn't tell me anything.
Listen what how they talk about their future. You did, and it was very clear that you had vision. You had the same vision. We talked about it, and that's something very, very important to do while dating. If you don't do that, and this person ends up being a person without vision, they're lazy. They're a bum. Or maybe you're in that place.
Say names.
Don't be late. No, there's no name. I'm not thinking of anyone. I'm not
who
even.
Who are you thinking of?
I'm not. Just like late. If just be thinking about that. And if you're that person that's lazy and is a bum, then you got to change that. Amen. But
all right.
Let's not end on that note. Say something else.
We're running out of time here.
Yeah, Georgie forces.
Okay. See, we can go into this. We can literally. I'm glad we did this because we talk about this all the time. And we literally could do a 6-part series on this, but we just wanted to start so that way, I know we were kind of all over the place and we only got to half of our points, but we could talk about what to do when you're single, guys, mm-hmm. what to do when you're like, how is a guy supposed to pursue a girl? How is a girl supposed to receive the pursuing of a guy? It's like, you know, all those things which are super important. So if you want to see that, please let us know as we're coming up to
part two.
Yeah, part two. But before we go, I say that let's end there because we have a lot. We'll keep going for 20 more minutes. We do want to give you an opportunity to sow today. If you don't know, this isn't just the George and Courtney show, but we are part of Houston Young Adults here at the Power Love Church. So if you would like to give, there's the ways to give. You can give at Cash App, $TPOLCYA. That's $TPOLCYA. We are on the way to 100 young adults by summer. So if you're a young adult, ages 18 to 35, please help us get there. You know why? Because this is a great group. We're all increasing. We're all bearing fruit. And those who connect themselves with this ministry have testimonies and are still receiving testimonies.
Amen.
So we'd love to see you there. Again, the Cash App is TPOLCYA, the Power Love Church Young Adults. And then you can text the word GIVE to 844-618-1258. That's 844-618-1258. Text the word GIVE. And so, yeah, I mean,
Thanks for joining us,
we really,
y'all.
We really appreciate y'all joining us today. I mean, you know, dating 101. We wanted to do this on Valentine's Day, but it just didn't work out.
I know. It was a busy Valentine's week at the church. I think there was something every night. But
and
we're
so
doing
we'll,
it now. And
we're gonna
I want you
to
share this with your single friends, your dating friends. Share this with someone you know it will bless. We're going to have part two. We're going to finish
on
this
Instagram.
Up. Yeah, this is a great way to get people connected.
Hey, everybody knows a single friend. So.
Amen.
And everybody knows a friend that should be single, but isn't. So send this to them. But anyways, well, other than that, we're going to go out with the heart slide. And I want to thank everybody for joining us today. And Courtney, any last comments?
Love y'all.
All right. Well, guys, I have one thing to say. Eat your heart out. You know who. I'm out.
Good one.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.